This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition. Tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, including in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, streaming live online. Now, a special thanks goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country, as well as to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch right now, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, too, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout-out goes out to all of our roughnecks working on the oil rigs all across Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, and the frozen northern tundra of the United States. Plus Aramco over there in Saudi Arabia, the oil workers over there, and a new group we're going to start saluting because we had a ship captain call us and tell us, hey, don't forget about the Merchant Marine. We're out there, too. So there you go. That one's for you, Captain, the Merchant Marine. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, I just saw Blago is back in Chicago again at his house, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
It looks like he was maybe on a private aircraft, given the time that he was released from prison in Chicago, in Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
And got in, obviously, very late into Chicago. So yeah, he's home already. Looks pretty good, actually.
Yeah, with his gray hair, he still looks like he's a lean, mean fighting machine. But the Partons, let's see, Eddie DiBartolo, DiBartolo. Ariel Free, well, never mind, I can't read all the names now. But anyway, the big names were the Partons with him and Blagojevich, and Bernie Kerik was Parton. And there were some other people, too. But I think it was a good thing. I don't have any problem with all of what I saw.
I have a problem with one. And one is this woman, Judith Negron, from I think she's in the Orlando area, but she and two others were convicted of a $205 million Medicare fraud, including money laundering.
Uh-huh.
Now, she was convicted on 24 counts of conspiracy, healthcare fraud, and money laundering. That's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand why she got clemency. That one worries me. Michael Milken, I'm all right with him because, he really kind of turned his life around and he's been doing an awful lot of good work.
Correct.
Eddie DiBartolo, I'm good with that one.
Yeah, Gamma was his downfall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I actually knew him once many years ago from the retail business because he owned so many shopping centers. But this one is a little on the weird side, this Negron lady.
Well,
it is.
We'll see what happens. But right now, there's a bunch of people who have been pardoned, a bunch of people that have had their sentences commuted, and we'll just go with it. And who knows? Some people are finding fault with it, but I'm not. I'll just wait and see what happens. All right, now, we know the Trump administration is cracking down on immigration. We know that that BORTAC unit of the special CBP unit deployed to the streets of our big blue cities and immigration agency actions that are going on right now. Have you heard about anybody so far with those units doing anything? I haven't.
No. But that doesn't mean they're not. So, they have to kind of operate in a stealth environment because, they need to work the case. And we know that we have some of these mayors, especially that one in Oakland, and some of these judges that, tell people and sneak the illegals out the back door kind of thing. So they'll work in pretty much a stealth environment if, they come across a case where he's got an illegal that's armed and already has been ordered by a judge to be removed. A lot of people forget that little piece part of all of this. And some of their violent crimes that these judges/mayors are letting them go for.
Now, we heard that NASCAR driver Ryan Newman last night was awake and talking, which tells me that he might have been unconscious for a while.
Well, as soon as the crash happened, his team was trying to talk to him through the radio communications that they have in the car, and he wasn't responding. So part of the roll cage did fail.
I know.
Not all of it,
no.
But, those roll cages are designed, for maximum safety.
Right, right.
Anyway, he survived it. His injuries are not life-threatening.
Oh.
So certainly, and he was in first place when this crash happened.
Yeah. And these sort of things happen, but I gotta say it, yesterday was the 19th year or 19 years after Dale Earnhardt died at Daytona. And when I saw that crash starting to develop and the way that car flipped over the top and rolled and upside down and burning, that's the first thing I thought of was Dale Earnhardt. But hold that thought. Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. All righty. We'll be right back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. A lot more to talk about. By the way, the president's saying he might sue, I don't know who he's going to sue, over the Mueller probe and the Stone trial. We'll get into that and a lot more when we come back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Now, go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link because two things will happen. Number one, a window will drop down and ask you if you want to sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. Well, obviously, you would want to do that because you'd want to win a free gun. And then the second one you'll see behind the first window is the $25,000 cash giveaway. That's going to be given away in the fall, probably around Labor Day, or maybe a little bit later than that. Not sure the exact date, but it'll be no sooner than Labor Day. And you can fill out the entry form for that, $25,000 cash. And that's exactly what it means. Now, again, it's at my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you click on the USCCA logo. Now, also, consider becoming a member, because they have three levels of membership. At the USCCA, three levels of membership. And if you become a member, you'll get up to $474 worth of free stuff, depending on what level of membership you join. So, the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com, the USCCA logo link, sign up for the free gun a day giveaway, and then don't forget the $25,000 cash giveaway. And good luck. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Hello, kiddo.
Good morning.
Now, why is the president, and we sort of alluded to this, we didn't really explain it. This is kind of what got the Barr thing going on. The president said that he might sue over the Mueller probe and the Roger Stone trial.
Well, he wants to sue some people. Uh-huh. You know, look, if you look at the world through Trump's eyes, which I think that the media hasn't bothered to do because the media has been so complicit. Mm-hmm. But if you look at the world through Trump's eyes, I mean, he's been under attack since before he was sworn into office.
Sure.
Okay? And it's still going on. I mean, they're not going to let up. And so for we're clearly seeing his anger and his
wish for retribution, you know, revenge. I get that. But somebody in that White House, or more than one person, needs to put him in the corner and say, look, we get it. The world gets it. Just go on about the people's business and do presidential stuff and all this anger and suing and the Russia probe and the Mueller thing and all that. Let the professionals handle this thing, as they did, I would argue, in the impeachment hearing. You know, they mobilized a very good Trump defense team in the Senate. Those are the people that are, you know, working diligently, I would say, along with, you know, those like Devin Nunes in the House and Lindsey Graham in the Senate, and then, of course, Barr and those that he has assigned to all of this. Let them do their work and kind of stay out of it. So you're not infecting or interfering such that the press, I guess, manifests the whole problem and just keeps it, you know, pouring salt in these wounds. So that's kind of where we are.
All right. Now, we haven't talked about the coronavirus yet, but the death toll topped 2,000 globally.
Yeah. I mean, we can kind of beat this horse to death, but, you know, nobody is trusting any of these numbers that are being reported by China. And there are a lot of experts around the world that are collaborating, trying to determine what these real numbers are, or at least get closer to it to see if they match what China is reporting. So, especially if there is some management or control over this thing, that it doesn't get any worse. But it is beginning to have some real economic effects. You know, Apple reported that they would miss their forecast because they got people that can't work in these factories. And so the stock market's taken a little bit of a hit here in the last couple of days because of companies like Apple. So Google, I think, is yet another one. I think countries outside of the China, you know, have the abilities to make sure that people aren't dying. But those that are still in quarantine, you know, we the United States are doing whatever we can to ensure that they get the best treatments, from being quarantined up to being diagnosed. So, in the meantime, China's still not cooperating.
Okay, and we'll just have to wait and see where that goes, I guess. Now, Bernie Sanders' campaign yesterday said they're going to request an Iowa caucus recount. Are you kidding me? How can you do that?
Well, I think it's just a gesture. I just think that, you know, he's putting the world on notice that if going into Nevada, if Nevada looks anything like what happened in Iowa, because Nevada is a caucus state, then he's already laying the groundwork that if he doesn't get the results he thinks he needs to have in Nevada, he's going to kind of say, I told you so.
Now, I want you to listen to something that Bloomberg had to say yesterday. This is one of those, you won't believe it.
This cohort of black and Latino males, age, let's say, 16 to 25, that don't have jobs, don't have any prospects, don't know how to find jobs, don't know what their skill sets are, don't know how to behave in the workplace where they have to work collaboratively.
Now, he didn't say drugs. He said jobs. They don't have jobs. Talking about black and Latino youngsters, male in particular, 16 to 25.
Yep.
Now, how's that going to help the situation, according to
him? Do we care? Do we care? I mean, he's a gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. So, as far as I'm concerned, I hope whoever is you know, those that are uncovering things that he has said, going back to the time that he was mayor and then no longer mayor, keeps coming out. I mean, you know, the Democrat Party doesn't want Bernie Sanders to be the nominee, so they're putting all of their, you know, bets on Bloomberg. But Bloomberg, you know, he's buying his way in everywhere.
Right.
And the Democrat Party is willing to overlook all of these things that he has said, that are obviously contentious and offensive. They're willing to overlook all that because they don't want Bernie. So Bernie, you know, he's already saying, look, if anything happens in these caucus states that look like Iowa, then I'm going to tell you that, you know, I'm being cheated again. And, you know, he may well be, but the truth of the matter is the Democrat Party is right not to want Bernie Sanders to be the nominee, but they're also not right for wanting to Bloomberg to be the nominee. So there you go. What does that leave us with? It leaves us, I mean, Biden is failing, so that leaves us with Buttigieg and Klobuchar.
Well, what it leaves us with is Bernie again, his people saying that they pledged to take on the NRA once he becomes president. Take him on how?
Well, I mean, they've been doing it. So,
yeah,
people need to, they necessarily need to be pretty careful here because you'll have at least the entire membership of across the United States of the NRA, they're not going to vote for. What is that, 2.5 million? And then all the other similar organizations that won't vote for him. So he's already passing off at least, you know, 3 million votes right there. So be careful where you go with that one.
And, of course, very quickly, an NBC poll yesterday had Bernie up front, had Joe Biden in third place, and Bloomberg was in second. He had 19 to Biden's 15%, and Bernie was up on top.
I don't know what the Democrat Party is going to do. You know, as far as Trump is concerned, he can – I think the two people he would have probably a more interesting time going up against because of their talking points is Buttigieg or Klobuchar. The rest of them he can beat, definitely.
Alrighty, I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have a great day. Alright, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check her out, read her articles. FoundersCode.com, and we're coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Washington Post is reporting Attorney General William Barr is considering resigning over President Trump's tweets about Justice Department investigations. Top GOP lawmakers are still standing behind Barr. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, and House Republican Leader Kevin McCarthy are all praising Barr as a man of the highest character and unquestionable integrity. They say he's committed without qualification to securing equal justice under law for all Americans. The Attorney General has been facing heightened criticism following the Justice Department's decision to override federal prosecutors in the Roger Stone case. The department, at Barr's direction, asked for a sentence of far less than the original 7 to 9 years that was recommended for the president's former associate. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our Military and Veterans News segment, number two here in the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Check them out online, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and ask to take the tour. Speaking of the tour, here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. We know that. More have chosen to go to technical school or vocational schools to learn a trade that, in most cases, will not pay them what they think they're going to get paid because of two things. Number one, you're going to be an apprentice in most cases. And number two, if you're in a union job, you're going to start as an 80 percenter, which is the way they do things. Now, a lot of these jobs, welders and pipe fitters and electricians and plumbers, those are all union jobs. So guess what? You're going to start out at 80% and you're going to be an apprentice also. Now, that being said, I've got a way that you can start out at the top of the heap. It's all up to you as to what you want to do in terms of making money, because $60,000 a year is what you can start out as, 40 hours a week. That's the average starting salary now, right around $60,000 a week as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call and schedule a tour at 800-659-2080. Again, go online, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, and then give them a call and schedule a tour at 800-659-2080. That's the National Aviation Academy. A tremendous opportunity awaits you. Tremendous opportunity awaits you. So give it your best shot. I'm sure you're going to like the opportunity. They are definitely the best at what they do. Now, the Army over in Afghanistan, after a meeting with key leaders on the 8th of February this month, at military headquarters in the Shahzad district of the Nangarhar province, members of the 3rd Battalion, 7th Special Forces Group, were ready to leave, but helicopters, which were supposed to ferry them out, were delayed, meaning they're still there. Now, this is because of insider killings, what we call blue-on-green crime. And, again, it's still going on in Afghanistan. And it needs to be stopped. Somehow or another, they need to figure out how to stop what's going on. By the way, fiscal year 2021 budget, the Army's restoring $200 million cut from fiscal year 20. The Army has restored 12 programs. A total of just under $200 million that they cut from 2020, that budget, according to a document that's out there. So we'll see what happens. And the Army is also looking for its best Rangers, snipers, and hand-to-hand fighters, because in April at Fort Benning, Georgia, there will be 4 simultaneous competitions to find the best Rangers, the best snipers, the best combatives experts, and the best mortar crews, putting competitors through a series of mentally and physically exhausting tests during the infantry week there coming up in April. We'll see how that all plays out. It's just something that happens every year. It's an Army thing. Now, the USS Arizona, a sailor who survived the December 7, 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor, Donald Stratton, who suffered serious burns but returned to the war and later devoted his years to honoring the terrible sacrifice of his shipmates, died peacefully in his sleep, according to his social media profile. And Mr. Stratton, Sailor Stratton, you're now with your shipmates, so Godspeed to you, my friend. Now, following a pair of deadly warship collisions in the Western Pacific back in 2017, the Navy issued a formal rest guidance for sailors at sea. You remember that? And everybody's wondering if a heavier set of rat curtains could help improve the shipboard sleep so that there's not as much daylight and there's more darkness and a little bit more privacy and less noise so sailors can sleep during the daytime if they're working at night. By the way, large cargo ships, small fishing boats, and other watercraft safely sail past the naval station in Norfolk every day in Virginia, but there's always a possibility that terrorists could use any one to attack the world's largest naval base. So the Navy is going to see if a robot ship in the water all the time can protect Norfolk from terrorists. There'll be a robot ship out there maneuvering around back and forth. It's not going to be a full-size ship. It's going to be something that's going to have armament on it so it can do what it needs to do, a fast mover, I'm sure. By the way, today every U.S. naval aviator who straps into an aircraft cockpit owes a debt to a man they never met and very few have ever heard of, Vice Admiral Frederick M. Trapnell, the godfather of modern naval aviation. Now, the campaign of a disgraced ex-governor, now a naval officer, fined $178,000 in ethics review. This was the Missouri governor, Eric Greitens, campaign, which was found to have broken the law by not reporting that it cooperated with a political action committee during his successful 2016 bid for the state's top office. Well, that's only cost him a cool $178,000, which apparently he's been saving the money to pay this off, so we'll see. We'll see. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, by the way, on a Wednesday morning. Remember Eddie Gallagher, the retired Navy SEAL? Well, former special welfare operator, warfare operator, Senior Chief Edward Eddie Gallagher, who was acquitted of alleged war crimes in a high-profile case last year, has now unveiled a new charitable organization focused on legal advocacy for service members. We'll see how that works out. Good luck to Eddie for that, on that one. By the way, the Air Force has announced they're cutting their training goal for 2020. Almost halfway through fiscal 2020, the Air Force's initial ambitious goal for training new pilots appears to be out of reach, so they've dropped it altogether. Oh, did you see the hockey game over Saturday night? The National Hockey League transformed the U.S. Air Force Academy's Falcon Stadium Saturday night into a winter wonderland, sparing no expense in a match between the Colorado Avalanche and the Los Angeles Kings during the 2020 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series, where they play in the football stadiums outdoors. By the way, Marines, Saturday's outdoor game between the Colorado Avalanche and the Los Angeles Kings at the U.S. Air Force Academy was the 21st event of its kind, covered by NBC Sports host and reporter Kathleen Tappan. She honored her cousin, a fallen Marine Raider, through a foundation she started, which was announced at the game. And the Space Force now is going to have a National Guard Space Force right behind it. Can't wait to see how that works out, huh? All righty, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with a lot more here. Don't go anywhere. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, will be coming back. So, we'll return. So don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends down at Only Eyes Optical in Sarasota. Now, do you need a new pair of eyeglasses? Are you active military, a veteran, first responder, actor, or retired? Do you need some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes? Well, how about checking out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique? Now, they're located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota, and all you got to do is give them a call, set up an appointment for the optometrist as well as the licensed optician that's there, 941-444-7984. Diana Reeson will probably answer the phone and set you up with an appointment, and you'll find out what I already know, and that is that they will meet or beat any advertised price you've got from any other big box store when it comes to your eyeglass needs. So, don't forget, eyeglasses, eye exam, all in one, you need it. Check out Only's Eyes Optical and Boutique, located down there in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Give them a call at 941-444-7984. I'll repeat that, 941-444-7984. By the way, what do you got to lose? Nothing, and you'll have better eyes too. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello.
Good morning.
What did you think? Oh, by the way, it's not breaking news. It was breaking last night, but good news. We'll put it that way. Ryan Newman, the NASCAR driver, is awake and talking.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? To go through something like that, especially that violent of a collision. It's extraordinary that type of technology that they put into these things. And believe it or not, a lot of the technology that they put in and safety features that they institute in cars, and this is also in, talking about Formula One as well, it's kind of fascinating. They eventually make their way down to the cars that we drive and make them safer.
Well, the roll cage that was in that car worked. However, the roll cage did get caved in on one side of it anyway, which is to be expected, but it still kept Ryan Newman from being bounced all over the place, thrown out of the car or whatever. And when they say that he's awake and speaking, that tells me that he might have been unconscious yesterday. Or,
yeah. Or sometimes they induce comas and stuff like that to, aid people in the recovery process as well. So we don't know.
Now, what do you think about the president commuting the sentences of people like Ron Blagojevich and pardoning Bernie Kerik? Now, I don't have any problem with Bernie Kerik. I thought that he was kind of railroaded with what happened to him there. That was a political ploy, I thought, on that part, but who knows?
I really haven't given that much thought, quite honestly, in regards to these. I haven't paid that close attention, kind of focusing on other things. I think Blagojevich probably be a bit of a wild card type as far as some of the comments that he's going to make. And, you know, obviously being a political insider in a place like Chicago, I'm sure he's got plenty of stories to tell. Let's just leave it at that.
Yeah, and he's got very, very gray hair right now, did you notice? Blagojevich.
Yeah. I'm sure that we won't hear you're not going to hear the last room. That's for darn sure. He'll definitely be out talking about his adventures in Chicago and getting Obama. I still can't remember the guy's name there to help them to get that ridiculous mortgage.
I know who you're talking about, and I can't either. Yeah, I can't either.
You know, and all of the insider baseball stuff that happens in that city and that state.
Yeah. Now, since Election Day 2016, our Dow is up some 60%, and the Standard & Poor's 500 is up some 56%, and the NASDAQ is up some 83%, and U.S. stock value is up $13.5 trillion. With all those good numbers, why would anybody want to get rid of a president that's been in charge of everything that's been going on?
Well, you're seeing how they're trying to turn it. You actually had Obama come out and try to take credit for the economy and how well it's done.
Saw that yesterday,
there's an incredible amount of hatred for, Donald Trump. I mean, you take a look at some of the things that, Bloomberg has said, and more and more keeps coming out on some pretty nasty things that, that they're basically saying, hey, they're giving him a pass on it. It's, he cuts another check and they're letting this stuff go. I don't know if that's going to fly with the American people. He has spent a ton of money. I mean, no matter where I go, I hear the ads, everywhere.
$400 million and counting.
Yeah, I don't even know if it's going to resonate with the American people. I really don't. If I was some of these candidates, they're changing the rules within the DNC to let him into debates and all these things. I wouldn't be surprised if some major backlash happens in this next debate.
I think there will be, because that's one thing I was going to ask you about. I believe Joe Biden's going to go after him. He has to. He has no choice.
Well, it's not just Joe Biden. I don't even know if it's going to be Joe. I'm going to be honest. I really don't think Joe Biden. I think Joe Biden, what they threw up there to almost like a sacrificial lamb. I really don't think Joe really had much of an interest in running for the presidency. I really don't. It's almost like I think that they said, hey, Joe, you made a lot of money and your family's made a lot of money over the years. Do us a solid and run. Because, again, I don't think they wanted a Bernie Sanders type to get in there. Now you got Bloomberg out of nowhere with this one. I think you see a lot more nasty comments coming from the likes of Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren or some of the other candidates that are now becoming more on the fringe.
Now, we're hearing that Attorney General Bill Barr is upset and he's talking about resigning. We heard that last night a couple different times from a couple different sources, which I don't believe, Washington Post and CNN. And then the DOJ spokesman came out late last night and said that the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, has no plans of going anywhere.
Yeah, listen, sources tell me I don't believe anything that's coming out. And again, this is something that Trump needs to focus on a little bit more. It's just, really just cleaning house. these longtime, you know, bureaucrats working within these departments. You know, just clean house, get rid of everybody, start over. That would be one of the best things that could happen. I think he made some really poor hiring choices. I think Trump figured that he was going to, you know, everything would bowl over at the blow over at the election, and people would start coming over and liking him. And that's just not the case. And I think if you listen to some people in regards to some hiring decisions and people that he put into positions of power, and I think it's hurt him. And I think that there's still a lot of people hanging around that just, you know, like to take him down. And I think that's his best bet. You know, he talked about draining the swamp during the election. He's done a lot of it, but just not enough. And I think you got to, you know, next term, if he gets the next term, that's got to be the modus operandi.
Have you seen the latest NBC poll?
No, I haven't.
Well, Bernie Sanders is in front, followed by Michael Bloomberg in second, 19%. And then behind him with 14% is Joe Biden. And then behind them is the rest of the field.
Yeah, again, I don't know, based upon the type of crowd you hear, how they're going to coalesce around candidate. I don't see an Amy Klobuchar, you know, coming out, Bernie Sanders win the nomination and backing him. I mean, how is that possible? It's going to be very, very difficult to put this thing together when all is said and done. And we'll see. Yeah, I say a lot of the candidates that ran, you know, against Trump, they didn't come out and support him when he won the nomination, not by any stretch.
No, they didn't. And we'll see how all that works out. And the other thing is, before we have to go, I have one little thing here. The AG, the mainstream media has been saying all night long that he's going to quit, that he's upset with the president and the president's upset with him. But yet we saw him and we heard him yesterday, both of them together in the morning, and not even a hint of anything like that, not even a hint.
No, you hear these things that come out, and you know some source here, and you know I'm getting a little disappointed with you know Drudge, you know, is kind of a compiler when it comes to various different stories, and he almost runs with everything, yeah. And you know, I'm like, you know, how do you trust these sources and these various different publications when you know it's rumor mill, rumor mill, rumor mill? You know, you should have a bunch of sources, and if somebody doesn't go on record. I'm not publishing it. It is what it is.
Yeah. You won't get any argument from me on that one. What are you doing today up there? Is it cold?
No, I'm still down your neck of the woods.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. we'll have to get together. I'll have to figure out if we can meet somewhere. But how long are you here for?
Until Sunday.
All right, we'll see if we can't figure out something down there, down towards there maybe. All right, talk to you tomorrow.
God, have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and I'm going to see if I can hook up with Chris, and maybe we'll go to Mixon's Fruit Farm. There you go. That might be a place to go. All right, don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back, and Jim Morshick, Colonel Jim, is going to be on with us. I'll be right back. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.